This is your news in brief. U.S. Republican candidate Ted Cruz has dropped out of the presidential campaign after Donald Trump gained a key victory in Indiana's primary election. On the Democratic side, Bernie Sanders has won over Hillary Clinton in a neck-and-neck race in Indiana, but Clinton's well ahead overall. The UN Security Council has adopted a resolution calling for an end to attacks on hospitals and clinics in war zones, including Afghanistan, Yemen, and Syria. This is the first resolution adopted by the Council specifically on the need to protect medical facilities in war zones. The Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons has voiced deep concern over the possible production of chemical weapons by Daesh terrorists in Iraq and Syria. OPCW Chief Ahmed Azumchu urged neighbors of the two countries to boost their cooperation against the Takfiris. The U.S. Secretary of State has warned the Syrian government of, quote, repercussions unless Damascus accepts a political transition in a few months. John Kerry also stressed that as long as Syrian President Bashar al-Assad remains in power, opposition groups will continue fighting. Israeli forces have shot dead a Palestinian man over a car-ramming attack in the occupied West Bank. Three Israelis were also wounded in the attack near Ramallah. Now, Israelis have killed at least 212 people in a wave of violence against Palestinians since last October. Egypt's prominent journalist unions accused President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi's government of waging a war on those working in the media sector. The union also denounced what it called a decline in the freedom of press and suppression of anti-Sisi journalists. In France, police clashed with protesters marching the city of Nantes against the government's reform bill. Riot police used tear gas to disperse demonstrators. An officer was reportedly injured, and several protesters arrested during the violence. And in Canada, people in Fort McMurray have been forced to flee their homes as a wildfire sweeping into the city. Over 90 firefighters also have been deployed to the scene. The local officials say the blaze is difficult to control due to strong winds and dry weather.